I'm kind of curious what you just ordered. Okay.
I got a biscuit with a small Dr. Pepper.
Mustard and biscuit.
And we will be at Mount Nebo. Need to find out, are we going to get the rustic cabins today? Are we going rustic?
Romantic.
I think I've stayed at Mount Nebo once. Is that where we, Tommy, is that where we went up that one time?
We went up there. We didn't stay there. We thought about staying there.
That's right. That's the final stop of our natural state
this
tour.
This will be the most zigzag road we take.
Going up the mountain?
By far.
Will it have the prettiest view of all the ones we've seen?
Probably, because it's got the one where you walk out and it said caution. And
it does?
Yeah. Oh, that's
cool. I've been wanting to get a picture of that. On the rock?
When we were there, it was an official sign that says caution, 7 people have fallen to their death, which to me says stop.
Right. I would think when the sign said 4.
Are you guys
excited about traveling there legally this time and not
breaking the law like we did last week?
Right.
There was a certain element being in the back of a jail van. Yeah,
that's the picture I want, Roger.
You won't get me out there.
I want you to take. I'll get out there.
Okay, fine.
I'm gonna get to the edge.
I have no idea.
Maybe your house keys.
But I think it's twice as high as Petagene.
I
think it is.
Before you do it,
did we say Nebo's the tallest?
Yeah, that or magazine.
Nebo is the oldest. Petagene's the oldest. No, I don't remember about Petagene being the
That's why I'm thinking maybe we're leaving a little too late.
Of course, how can you say one's older than another one, though?
That one rock formation?
Old. Yeah, that
rock. How long does it take to get to Jamie's place from here? 2 hours?
No, it's an hour and 15 minutes.
All right, this will take an hour and a half at least. Because when you get on the road, it's like going to see Tusk,
is it?
Only where you take the right, you keep going. And then you hit the that zigzag, it's like the pig trail.
Oh, I know what you're saying.
Zigzag, zigzag.
Now, the mountain behind the Stokes, what is that?
How does the zigzag go again?
It goes
That's the rustic
I don't know, they got A-frames, they've got 3 bedrooms with hot tubs, 2 bedrooms.
Why do rustic cabins look so much better when it's fall outside?
You're right.
It's a certain temperature in the photo, it's all the perfect conditions.
Well, generally, too, those rustic cabins are a lot older and they have a more of a musty smell to them.
Right.
They don't have a musty
Roger,
smell.
Bring your Glade.
Right.
So,
just absorb the must.
Good times. Tune in today to The Zone live at Dunkin' Donuts, where yours truly will be running phone line, and it will be ran with extreme efficiency. The sound will have never been better than the equipment I helped set up today and the phone line I run.
I'm going to tell y'all something, I'm number one complainer, and Justin,
what?
You can listen to this.
That's not the Tommy Smith I know.
I don't complain. I'm just like, here we go again. I don't complain. I'm just like, here we go again. And Basil does the same thing. But when we started doing these things 25 years ago, and nobody did them. Nobody did remotes as we know them. They did it all by phone. They do phone-ins, and that was it, and they do the show. When we first started doing take the show out to people, we had the antenna system. What was that thing called?
Oh, my God.
What was that called? And that was an absolute. And we thought it was
cutting edge technology.
Mountain, what's that called?
Oh, God. I can't remember what it's called. But you had to have the antenna, stick it in the antenna, and tilt the and point the antenna towards the radio station, wherever your receiver was. And I can remember distinctly. Our second one, because I was a big proponent of it, I thought, if you go out and go to the listeners, they'll love you. We went to Conway once, and Big Dave was actually in the van holding the thing up in the air outside the van, and we were trying to – we only had so far we could go with the cord. And we must have run – and I'm not exaggerating, a quarter
Thank
mile.
Thank you, Marty.
A Marty unit.
Yeah, wow.
And so we have come so far.
Yeah.
When we were talking to y'all in Boston yesterday, my mother even commented. Sounded like they were right.
And that's amazing. And the technology is supposed to be getting even better.
We should just be able to go out there and do the show from our mind if technology is right.
Just sit at the house.
That's all part of the Freemasons and the Illuminati.
I believe that.
I don't know if you know this, but a couple of years ago, I was doing the show that way.
I guess they have a phone line that runs all the way up the mountain, right? I guess, is that right? It's the second oldest state park, encompasses more than 3,000 acres, 1,350 feet. It doesn't say yet whether it's the tallest.
That's up there. Show with no name. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, this is Rock from DeWitt.
Hey.
Hey, Rock.
Morning.
Hey, we can hear you loud and clear down here.
All right.
What's would you like for us to come down there and you be one of our 3 redneck potential capitals of Arkansas?
You, you, uh, It's not the redneck. I don't know what is.
Do you have a place to stay?
Yeah, where do we have a place where we could stay?
You drive about 30 miles, you get to a hotel.
Can we stay at your house?
Hey, what?
I think that's the best way to really experience these towns.
Yeah, hey, what's your CB handle? Yeah. What's your CB handle?
Haven't got what?
Rubber ducky.
Really?
Rubber ducky.
He's mocking you, caller.
You just sound like you got one out there going to tell me right now, breaker 19, breaker 19. You got Colin Ray coming from the Queen.
Tell Tommy that every fall we have a demolition derby down here.
I got to see one more before I die. I hadn't seen one in 30 years, a demolition derby.
Usually around October or something like that, we have a big a demolition derby.
I love it when they get down to the last two and they're just like, they can barely go.
Right.
Yeah. What was that?
That was your CB right there is what that
it
was.
It says the approach to the summit of Mount Nebo is breathtaking, too. State Highway 155 zigzags up the eastern side of the mountain. If you have a trailer RV over 24 foot long, you should not attempt the climb.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a sign there also that 8 RVs have fallen.
Probably so.
Maybe we'll just...
it's a flat top mountain. It's one of three in Arkansas.
Yeah, it's got a pretty...
Is that not, that's called a mesa, right?
Petagene and Mount Magazine.
I think it is.
Ones.
Yeah. And it's like Petagene. It's got a large...
Yeah, flat at the top.
It says Magazine... TG in North Little Rock says Magazine is the tallest mountain in Arkansas.
Okay.
Whistlepig and Brian says, gentlemen and Roger, no natural state tour can be complete without a show from Granny's Gap, Arkansas.
Well, this one will
north of Atkins. Yeah. Yeah, north of Atkins, so you can catch a picture with a hog sign on the way out.
You know what? How come Atkins? I'm surprised Atkins, the people in Atkins hadn't voted, you know, because we've
maybe
got,
they're a little highfalutin.
Maybe.
And DeQueen is home to Colin Ray. That's who it was. And the main drag past Walmart in DeQueen is Colin Ray Drive.
Of course. Jay.
Yes, sir.
What's up?
Let me tell you how to get to Mount Nebo from where you're at. They have a new bypass. Get off at the possible exit, 88.
Oh, yep, we know where that's at.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful.
That's awesome.
We went to see Tusk, and even Jamie Daly is still marveling over there.
Love that cut through.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's nice. You're driving, you're looking at Nebo the whole time.
Yeah,
oh, you are. You're loving it. There's a lot of homes with aerial antennas still out there. That's old school, bro.
Yeah, there could be a few.
There's a couple of trailers with tires on the roof and engines hanging from trees and stuff like that.
And there's white paint on the trunk.
As there should be.
Yeah. As I said, anytime you pull into a neighborhood and the road says one way, but you can't even get one car on there, and you come upon a tree with a dog chained to it, you got to turn around and get the hell out of there.
That's right.
You got to go. You got to go. I remember the first time my dog, and I can't even remember, but it was a lesbian Dalmatian.
How?
It ran away from home.
Was it nature or nurture? Was it being around you for all those years? It sort of just picked up on the lifestyle?
I don't know. It was a freak.
Right.
And I went into Ward, Arkansas, or Austin, Arkansas, which is a suburb of Cabot.
Sure.
Imagine if you can. And I got out of my car, and there's this one street that you couldn't decide. Maxie was dogging.
That's
Maxie,
it.
Maxie. And I look over and I see this pit bull changing a tree. I said, if Maxie came down here, Maxie ain't alive no more. And I got the hell out of there so fast I got him. Karen, they actually have dogs chained to trees right around the corner down here.
Did you zigzag out of the neighborhood?
Very fast, very fast. Be back with the couch man in just a minute.